Talk Live, 855-453. SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live, and it's Mark with you.
And Derek J.
And a demo.
Yeah, and if you're used to hearing Ian introducing the program, yes, he is not on the microphone this evening. Apparently he doesn't have the life skills to, show up to work on time.
It's like every Tuesday that I'm on, he decides to take off to save the children. So
that's right.
He's out saving the kids.
He's off at the school, some school board meeting trying to make the world a better place or something like that. But we do have something very special for you. If you listen to Free Talk Live, you know that we don't do interviews very often. There are very few people over at on the guest page, guest.freetalklive.com. But Ian thought that this would be a good interview, and I certainly did, too. I presented it to him. So it is Stephen J.J. Weissman. Stephen, are you there?
I certainly am.
Now, you're a good friend of ours, a good friend of ours, Michael Harrison.
Absolutely. Yeah. The legal editor for Talkers and a longtime friend of Mike's.
And when you and I were having a conversation, you mentioned a website that you have called Scamicide.com. Can you describe that to us?
Yeah, Scamicide is it's a website that provides the latest information about scams and identity theft schemes. So it's got a list of just about everything you can think of as far as the different types of scams there are. But then what makes it unique is every day there is highlighted a new scam of the day. And generally we're about a week or so ahead of much of the media in catching up with these. So it's a good warning place and sounding board for people to find out, are they being scammed? Is this something they have to be concerned about on their computer or just in their lives? So it's a fun website.
Yeah, when I saw the same Scamicide website, I thought this is something my listeners need to know about. And so every day, is it every single day that you have a sort of a scam of the day?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, let's see. Today is an interesting one. There are a lot of people who getting caught up with investment scams, and this one particularly hits home because I had a son who was in the service in Iraq, and he called me one day and he said, "Oh, I've got this guy here who is got a great deal investing in the Iraqi dinar."
Yes, I've heard of this.
Oh yeah, and when the economy turns around, it is going to be fantastic. Now this is a very typical scam in the sense that there's often just a kernel of truth if you want to believe. And so certainly people do trade in currencies. It's a high-risk Yep. type of investment, but it can be done legitimately. However, the Iraqi dinar is not sold by any registered broker. It is not traded by any bank. It is just anyone that's selling it to you is a scammer. And so I had to tell my son to save his money.
Now, are these, when one purchases these dinars, because this happened to a friend of mine, too, and I believe, as I understand the story that he told me, that he actually got the dinars. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Are these
no question. You know, he will get them. And maybe someday, if he gets the old ones with the pictures of Saddam Hussein on it, maybe for a collector that might be worth something. But as a tradable currency, frankly, it's worthless.
Gotcha. Well, and you know, that is one that's definitely going around. And I've found that, as I was going through this list of scams over at Scamicide.com, that there's a lot of useful ones. And I think what I really like is the way that it's consumable. Because you can find out, you can read one about one scam every day, and then pretty soon, after a month or so, you might be kind of savvy on the scams that are floating around the internet.
You know, and that's kind of the idea about it, is one of the things you do is, you know, I don't go page after page. It's user-friendly. It's almost like soundbite. So it gives you what the problem is, and every time with every scam there's what to look out for and what to do. And you start recognizing patterns, and you start becoming a bit more skeptical. So, you know, for instance, one of the things, you know, talking about one of the people in the show not being there because at a school board meeting or whatever, our kids are letting the scammers into our computers. And one of the ways that they're doing this is they go online. Hell, they're better online than we are. And they click onto a link for free music yep. or a free game. And unfortunately, what happens is when they do that, they may often download what's called a keystroke logging program, which is a way that the bad guys can read everything in your computer, whether it is passwords, credit cards, social security number, bank account numbers, any of this. And, you know, people don't know it. And it happens to everybody. It's not just kids. One of the biggest data bank breaches, and this was not actually publicized too much, the FBI found out, came based from a police officer in Florida who's sitting at his computer at work, and apparently he was bored, and something came on for free porn. And who's not going to check out free porn? So he linked to the free porn, never realized that he downloaded the keystroke logging program. Mm-hmm. That gave them all of the information to access data banks on behalf of the police in Florida, and that led to literally 100 million people becoming victims of identity theft.
Wow.
But at least you got the free porn.
Hell, yeah, they probably did. There's a picture of somebody's butt out there. Now, what does one do in order to, I mean, because, well, not much we can do about cops downloading porn, but there's something we can do probably about our kids, you know, trying to get sparkly, you know, cursors on their computer or something like that. Can you just make sure that your kid uses your kid's computer and not yours? Is that one way to keep, you know, the very valuable information of the family safe?
Yeah, you can do that. And, you know, one of the things is you definitely have to educate them, and we have to educate ourselves. One of the biggest places we're vulnerable is in our smartphones and iPads, because people who are savvy about security and have it on their computers at home and their computers at work forget the fact that our smartphones and our iPads are computers, and if you're using those, you know, out in public or even at home, you could be having problems. But you're right. You can have an exclusive computer for the kids, but you also you instruct the kids to become savvy as far as what they're looking for. And, you know, it's also a matter of there are a lot of scams on Facebook, and you have to educate people how to use, you know, Facebook properly. And, you know, I'd go back to, I'm a professor at Bentley University, but before I was a professor at Bentley, I was a teacher in the state prison system in Massachusetts. And I had a student, one of my criminals, who was doing two consecutive life sentences, which meant that after he died, he would start his second life sentence. And I said, oh, you know, I've always wondered about that. And he said, so did I. When I got sentenced, I yelled at the judge, how do you expect me to do two consecutive life sentences? And he said, the judge just peered down at me and said, just do the best you can. So
wow.
That essentially is what we can do. You know, there is nothing that can keep you secure, and part of it is because so many places we go to have our information, and if they're not secure, we're not secure, but we can do the best we can.
So does the website help with, you know, educating is obviously first and foremost, and that sounds like you got that covered, but what once someone identifies that they've either partaken or are engaged in a scam, do you have anything that, like, helps them report, like, certain emails or identifying characters of the scammer, or ways to, like, what steps are there to, like, you know, if I've lost some money in a scam to recoup it, or is it just, like, chalk it up to lessons learned?
You know, I got to be candid with you. You know, I've learned never to say, well, to be perfectly honest with you, because then that usually means, oh, you've been BSing me all along. So I do say to be candid. Unfortunately, when it comes to scams, if you've been scammed, it's very, very difficult to get the money back. Not impossible, but a lot of
darn
these
close.
Scams... Yeah, but a lot of these scams are worldwide, and many of them come not just from Nigeria, but Eastern Europe. And many of them were former tech officers in the former Soviet Union that have now gone into a new business. And so it is very difficult. We do, you know, give you some advice as far as, you know, what you can do to try and remedy it, but the best thing you can do is prevent it.
That's right, and that's why you have the website, scamaside.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, I really appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
Thanks. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order, and you're going to obey it.
You can do that,
you have to leave here.
You cannot bring signs into the rally.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's a live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Derek J,
and a demo. I just don't get tired of hearing Derek do that.
Oh.
So, Derek, you were telling me during the segment here that you have a story on Syria, and this is something I've been keeping an eye on. I think that Syria is a powder keg. And you said that there's, I guess, some new report?
Yeah, I like to joke around. I like to keep it light. This I find serious. Russia, the people who call themselves the government of Russia, sent a naval flotilla, which is a bunch of ships, yeah, to a Syrian port. It's their port. It's the only port that the Russian government has outside of Russia, so I read. And this is, like, from Yahoo News, but also The Telegraph has the same story. A lot of agencies are picking this up. It sent seven warships led by an anti-submarine destroyer.
Okay.
Which, you know, I'm pretty amateur at all this all the terminology, but I get the point of a destroyer.
Yeah, it's pretty clear what its purpose is, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And they sent it to its naval base, a port called Tartus, which is in Syria.
Right.
And so the main ship is called the Admiral Chabanenko. So I'm going to attempt that throughout the rest of the story.
Okay.
But the Chabanenko and three landing crafts, which I assume, what do they land? They land
planes.
They land planes, right?
Yes.
Landing crafts? I thought they landed people.
Well,
they may do that.
Okay.
You guys are my experts here.
All right.
I thought we were past the whole, like, just dumping people onto a beach and letting them go at it.
No, I don't know. It sort of seems like that's what they are.
Yeah, maybe.
They say it's just for some standard operation, but they're not saying if there are people or weapons on it. Though I did read one report that did say that they had fuel, water, and food stuff.
Wait, so they're like, we won't say if there's people on it, but the ship is driving itself, or what?
Well,
we won't say there's people on it.
No, like
randomly driving around.
Not any people at all. Just like, you know, a shipment of troops. But it is an unnamed source at this time. But they did say that it has, it's going to top up on its supplies of fuel, water, and food stuffs over at the TARDIS base. So they are sending stuff over to their military base in Syria. And from my reading, it's not like I've been following this terribly closely, but the Russian government seems to be pretty friendly with al-Assad,
yeah.
The one who's, you know, authorizing the killing of his own people.
Well, okay, so, I mean, that's nothing new with it,
right,
when it comes to governments. And furthermore, the Russia, the former Soviet Union here, the leaders there, felt really burned in the Libyan incident. They, you know, the NATO powers said, we're going to go in and just do some air flights or drop some food or whatever it is that they said they were going to do. It basically went in and did everything but put a bullet in Gaddafi's head.
Mm.
And so Russia's like, well, wait, we were getting oil from that guy. There's not that many places in the world that you guys will let us get oil from, and we don't want that to happen again. So with Syria, they're once bitten, twice shy, as it were, and you know, they're not going to, like, what do I care about a few Syrian peasants? Let them kill them. We need oil. So,
well, I find this all a little concerning, because I don't like to see people fight. And I just, you know, when I hear the government of Russia is sending, you know, flotilla of ships, I, you know, I just picture Putin, you know, looking all angry.
They're sending ships to their own base, right?
Well, yeah, it's their own base.
So they're just like, it's like moving, like, you know, Monopoly pieces on a board.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be some exercise, right?
They said this is the only base they have. Like, the United States has, like, what, 170 military bases? I'm sure we move
almost
ships all the time.
1,000 military bases in more than
50 countries,
170 countries,
oh, okay,
or something like that. Some 130 countries, sorry.
Right, but, okay, and so I'm concerned when the U.S. does those things. Of course, I vehemently oppose war, and the U.S. does a lot of that. But I just see what's happening here. It just looks like, you know, I'm watching a car crash about to happen, and there's, like, I don't know what I can do about it. I'm just seeing.
I don't think there's anything you can do about it.
It's sending a bunch of supplies that I am afraid are going to be used to
stuff that kills people.
Help soldiers kill people. And, you know, that I find concerning, because it's like the whole World War III thing.
It's
going to only escalate, right? It's not like everyone's going to be like, oh, man, that was bad. Now let's never do that again.
So, okay, so, I mean, this picture really is as bad as what you're talking about. So you have Syria having its revolution. You have Turkey, where, you know, many of the Syrian revolutionaries have been going across the border in order to stay. And I guess they've been able to go back and fight a war and then come back at night and, you know, these kind of things. You have a downed military jet, a Turkish military jet, downed by Syria. You have the Turkish government telling Syria that, hey, if one of your helicopters gets a little too close to the border, we're taking it down.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, do you remember where the United States was flying its bombing flights over Iraq from initially? Turkey.
No. Oh.
So you've got Turkey, which is a strong U.S. ally. You've got Syria, which is one of Russia's few allies, frankly. And so, I mean, you really do have that World War III setup here, that sort of Archduke Ferdinand, domino effect with the small countries. Because if Syria has a revolution, a civil war, I guess that's what it is going on there, that's one thing. If Turkey and Syria go at it, that's another thing. If Russia decides to back Syria, then the United States is going to back Turkey. And if the United States backs Turkey, then NATO is going to back the United States. Russia, what happens here? Where does China go? Because China's not real happy about the United States being involved in this. But they generally don't get, this is a tough scenario. I mean, once egos get involved and, making money just seems secondary.
I guess that'd be the decider on whoever China sides with because... they have all the money.
They have all the money. Hopefully they'll say, everybody put their weapons down and go get back to work and, let's try to build a better world for our citizens.
Well, sure, that seems like a lot of legislation and rule,
I would like to see someone step in and say, all right, break it up. This is enough.
I'd like to see all of us as individuals realize that government is putting itself in a position where, it's the game of risks. The government is nothing but nation states fighting, which is no different than a game of risk. And the United States is now spread all over the board. There's these, China that has this mountain of, resources and wealth and people to do something with. And then Russia and a few others that, like, a few more moves, like you said here, and the United States is facing yet another enemy, only this time being really thinned out, and an enemy, like Russia, who can probably go as many rounds, or at least they, what's the usual a kid that the United States pick on. People with no Navy, no Air Force.
Generally, the United States doesn't go after, big powers.
Somebody
that
else
can defend
who has
themselves.
Planes as well, and or nukes that they didn't sell them.
Well, I hear what you were saying, Damo, that you would hope that we would get to the point where individuals can stand up on their own and reject, coercive governments.
Who fights these wars.
But let's say everyone in Syria gets that, okay? They're like, we don't need this nation of Syria. We're all just individuals here. So what? What do they do? They've got a flotilla coming their way.
Well, the whole nation can stop a flotilla, I think.
What are your thoughts? Give us a call at 855-450-3733. Is this World War III, or are we jumping the gun and being a little nervous nellies? Is the sky falling? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now. Save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about the situation with, well, Russian warships bringing, we're not exactly sure what, to Syria. And I don't know what the average person can do about it, but I do know that at the center of most of the problems in the world doing having to do with governments is their control of money. And one way that you can break their control on money is using a currency that's not controlled by governments. And that currency, besides gold and silver, certainly another good currency, is bitcoins. Bitcoins have some advantages that gold and silver don't have. You can't shove silver dimes into the little air slots in the side of your computer and send them to people halfway around the world. Bitcoins, however, you can send halfway around the world.
Or all the way.
Wouldn't that be right back to you?
Kind of right.
Okay. So you can go. Bitcoins are mathematically impossible to be counterfeited or inflated. It's mathematically impossible for governments or banks or whomever to block you from sending or receiving payments from bitcoins or freezing your account or interfering with your account in any way. And if you're careful about it, bitcoins can be used anonymously as well. They give everyone 100% complete control over their own money. And I think it's a really great concept. You can go to weusecoins.org, watch the video there. It's a minute and 44 seconds, tell you about bitcoins. You can go to bitcoins.org and download the free Bitcoin software. And you can go to bitinstant.com and find out more than 700,000 locations, excuse me, it's a lot more, locations around the world, including the United States, where you can deposit cash and get Bitcoins anonymously. You don't need a bank account to do it. You can go to major banks and do it there, but you don't have to have a bank that account. An account at that bank, or you can go to Walmarts and CVS's and 7-Elevens, all kinds of places. It's bitinstant.com. So, Derek, we were discussing this situation with Russia and Syria and what could possibly bloom out of this. And
yeah, Mark, I'm concerned. I'm thinking a whole bunch of people are in harm's way right now, and I am afraid that there's nothing I can do about it. But I'm just wondering, what does one do when one sees World War III coming one's way? I mean, get out of the way? What do you do?
It makes you wonder.
It's going to be subjective, I guess, to each person. There's going to be no, like, single answer. I mean, for me, like, if there was, like, a bunch of foreign, or whatever, I don't want to use the word foreign, I want to say other nation ships coming to the shorelines of an area where I reside near, I'd probably go the opposite way. I mean, actually, I don't know, man. I don't know what I'd do, because what can you do? I don't know.
Yeah, I assume that some of the people who are facing
this... wouldn't pick up an American flag and charge in its direction.
Yeah, if they're coming here, I might just, you know, that might be where the direction I start charging. But if, you know, running around the world, I don't know the kind of problems that the United States has made around the world. I I'm aware of that much. I don't know, you know, what all I can see on the TV, which is what's going on with the Syrian people, is it looks like it's really wrong. But, you know, I know the news media twists things. I don't think dead people are good on either side. I'm not going to, you know, certainly not going to claim that. And it looks like the Syrian government is a bunch of despots. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. It seems to me that the best thing that can be done is, you know, donating to the camps there in Turkey, where they have people are able to flee over the border and, you know, get into these concentration camps. I don't know what to call them exactly. These relocation camps and wait it out.
I mean, here we talked about money is the biggest way that they're enslaved. But, I mean, we have to hope that. You know, I mean, education is probably the second area. I don't know any government that doesn't have some sort of foothold in the youth's, you know, progress into becoming adults. But that's a big one, too. But at the end of the day, why do these wars happen? Like, how many times can somebody get on a plane, go halfway across the world, do some actions, and come home and be like, I did the right thing? Because I've met so many military people, and whether they were in, like, hand-to-hand combat or not, even the ones pushing papers or whatever, were like, man, we are not here for the right reasons. It wasn't what I thought. You know, like, how long can this go on until these people in this, whatever you called the group of ships...
The flotilla.
I mean, at what point are this guy like, I don't know anybody here in Syria. I'm not launching any rocket at anybody here in Syria. You know, I mean.
I hear it, you know, because of the Milgram experiments that have been updated, it really seems to only take one person to make that action that to say, I'm not going to hurt another person. I'm not going to lob bombs on these other people. To start a whole chain reaction of people saying, yeah, you know what? That guy's right. He had the courage to say, I'm not going to get violent, and that's how I'm going to be, too.
I watched this movie, the Bourne, one of the Bourne movies, the Bourne Supremacy, I think it was, that I was watching. I don't know if you guys seen it, but these movies are nearly at the highest level of awesomeness. And they, you know, they're great to watch, but the character, Jason, whatever his name is, Bourne, he is, you know, before he goes in, it's got some real name or something like that. And he's told as he's getting indoctrinated into the CIA to go to shoot this guy in the corner. Go kill that guy in the corner. He's got a bag over his head and he's kind of, you know, like, well, he's like, what did he do? What difference does it make? Go kill him.
Right.
You know, because
don't ask questions.
Really,
doesn't matter.
That's really what it comes down to. Your government's, you know, the lower you are down the line, the more they'll try to tell you some lie about what you're doing. But you know, yeah, he raped three women. Do you feel better now? Go kill him. Right. I mean, you know, it's just tell me a lie so I can feel better about going and killing this person.
Right.
And that's really all this comes down to is you don't know what you're seeing when it comes to the media because they're portraying whatever they're portraying. The media was really whole hog for going into Iraq with weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, that we know that Colin Powell, whom I believe truly was lied to about yellow cake and that kind of thing, that we got this information from Egypt garnered through torture, through a CIA rendition situation.
Sure.
So essentially, you know, it's just... which lies do you wish to believe? Because that's why I have a very difficult time. If I can see the reality of some foreign power or a domestic power bringing to bear violence against me and mine in my local vicinity, I suppose I'm ready to fight as much as the next guy is, but... You know, you wonder, what are you fighting for if you're dead? And the answer is not much. I mean, how much better off is your family if you're dead? So
I just mean, at this point in the game, put all, like, moral and, like, libertarian principles aside, the United States has the government of the United States, these people or whatever, working as, They have enough. We have everybody outgunned, outnumbered, outmatched for the most part, and a large scale, a large majority, that they could sit here and say, we have a base here, here, and here, everywhere. I mean, it's no real secret anyways when you see, you know, F-15 fighter jets flying around. Oh, there's the United States. There's some tanks. Yay. But I'm saying they could sit there and say, all right, here we are, and if you do anything, we're just going to mess you up, you know? And it's like they still have these top secret, you know, CIA clones, spies, instigators. And, like, there's really no, it's all just so sick from, like, even if, like, okay, we need these to keep us safe, but what they do doesn't keep us safe, and they have all this secretive stuff that should make you mad, but it doesn't, you know? It's like,
it's such a joke. I don't know what they, you know, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist and say that the government's...
We're all conspiracy theorists.
Okay.
Everybody on the planet's a conspiracy theorist.
But I don't want to sound like a loon and say that they're dropping chemicals from the sky or something, but what is going on that we're at the point where the federal government, or, you know, the U.S. government, any government, could just say, yeah, we use force to get what we want. Yeah, we're here invading your country, and just be totally upfront and honest about the things that they're doing. And nothing could fight them. Nothing could overcome that. So why do they even bother with the lie anymore? Why do they even bother saying, "Oh yeah, we're here for your freedom"? Or what? You know, why bother?
That's what I said when I was like a constitutionalist. I said when Iraq was first starting, I was like, why don't, if it's about oil or whatever it's about, who cares? Let's say they do have weapons of mass destruction. Fine, you have weapons of mass destruction and you use them against us and we think so, so now we're going to take this. You know, that was my mindset. It's really sick that I feel that I thought that way, but at least then I felt that that was honest. You know, what that goes on now isn't honest. If some soldier went over there and said, bang, we killed everybody, here's the flag, 52nd state, move on, it would be over with by now at least. It'd be genocide, but over.
855-450-3733. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to turn into. Maybe you do. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.35, $8.17.17 for a half ounce, or $408.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.35, $8.17.17, and $408.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615.
Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That phone line is brought to you by SACL CAI. They are a company that handles accounts receivable. And if you've got a business and you got into that business in order to do that business that you're doing and not do, say, bill collections or accounts receivable or whatever, SACL CAI, they can do it for you. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. You'll be happy you did. It's SACL, C-A-I. Live Tuesday night edition. It's Mark with you.
Derek J.
And Adamo.
So I kind of feel like we've, you know, talked about the World War III situation as much as a layman can possibly talk about it. But Adamo, you may be going bye-bye.
Yeah, I might be headed tomorrow. To a cage for a little while tomorrow. Yeah, I have a court hearing at 1 o'clock. It's all over the chalking incident that took place last year.
Chalking incident?
Which was the, in June 4th, 2011, a bunch of us protested the Manchester Police Department after the four off-duty cops of the Manchester Police Department beat up a guy in what is known as the Strange Brew incident, Strange Brew being a bar. These four cops beat up a guy and then weren't held accountable, so we had a little demonstration outside there. During that time, I was arrested, charged with criminal mischief and two counts of resisting arrest. And after my trial by judge in district court, the...
So you didn't have... it wasn't a high enough level offense to get a jury, is that the...
It was. I could have, what it was, a 91A and bypassed my... Or 9A or whatever, bypassed my district court and went right to a superior jury trial court. But I chose to go with a dry run and kind of see what would happen, see how the cards would unfold in the district court. So unfortunately, it didn't unfold in my favor. So the misdemeanor, Class B misdemeanor, I was found for the max, guilty for the max fine of $1,200. Ended up serving 4 days in jail for that. And I appealed my conviction on the two resisting arrest charges. The max sentence on those is a year each, and I was given the max sentence, though both charges could run concurrently, which means every day.
So why are they giving the max? I mean, the max is always reserved for the hardened criminals, isn't it?
Well, I don't know what logic they use in a courtroom. Forget all scenarios of resisting arrest. In just this incident, about two or three other people, I believe, were charged with resisting arrest, and two of them had stayed, like, sentences, meaning they behaved for 2 years and no big deal. They don't have to do anything.
So zero.
Not even paying a fine. No time. And the other person had 30 days in jail, but suspended for 30 days of good behavior. And
so
I'm
nothing.
Basically nothing. So, yeah, I'm getting a lengthier sentence, as well as Wes Gilreath, who is just released from jail. He was also given 2 months for his resisting, with 10 months of it stayed. And so he just got out. He had to do an additional 4 months for a contempt charge as well. So, yeah, it's really messed up, especially because I appealed the sentence to the Superior Court, and everything was fine with the process of going to get my trial date and jury selection, except for that Manchester built a new court, so they were backed up, couldn't give me an exact date, failed to mail me a letter of the new date, failed to call me like they said they would, and therefore I missed the hearing, and now the case has been remanded back to district court, and tomorrow they will most likely enact my sentence. So I'll be going to jail for 2 months because someone at Superior Court during the appeal couldn't get my address right. And once I filed a motion...
Did you move? Did they send it to an old address?
Nothing. I've never had this address. In fact, the address, according to Google Maps, doesn't even exist.
So they sent it to an imaginary address.
Yes. And once the letter was sent out, the post office returned it to the court. They put it in my case file. I went and took a picture of it saying, and then filed a motion saying, hey, I didn't miss my court date. You guys failed to notify me of it. The judge denied my motion to request a new trial date be set and remanded the case back to district court.
My goodness.
What a clear... Stunning crap.
Yeah, what a clear case of victimization by the state of you. So you're so courageous, Sedano, going forward with some of these cases. I know you're forced into the situation, but a lot of people would just get a lawyer or just throw their hands up and
can't
just
afford it. You know
well,
how it works, right?
I know. Well, you're going forward with it, with your head held high, and I think that's admirable. One thing I love about your activism, Ademo, is that you make it abundantly clear who the victims are. You know, you aren't a person who harms other people or damages property. You pointed out the victim, the man who was being beaten up by the Manchester police in the first place, who was, abused outside of a bar, and the child who was beaten up at school by a school cop, and you're working to defend them, and in the middle of all of that, you get victimized by the same people.
The state turned his aggression on me, and I call these a few things that had happened in this case a comedy of errors, because that's the only way I can look at it. Some would probably call it a conspiracy or a flat-out headhunt. But
Sounds like that. I mean, it sounds like a very... I mean, like you could break this down and say, look, these people were out there protesting cops beating on people with chalk on sidewalks, and I guess you put...
And the building. I was writing on the building.
Chalk
to be
on the
fair.
Building, too. I just want to make sure that everybody gets all the facts. I don't want anyone to feel like they got lied to. So people are protesting the police by chalking near the police station, on their sidewalks and on the side of the building. Police come out, and I guess they do a bit of roughing up with people. Then they take you to court for this. They believe you to be the ringleader. They give you a judge-only trial. In that judge-only trial, they give you
the max
sentences.
First comedy error.
Right, the max sentences for... This is for... What was the charge? Was it for graffiti? It wasn't even for graffiti, was it?
No, the graffiti, I got sentenced to $1,200, even though the fire department claimed that it was $375 worth of damage to the building, their time to clean it up. And actually, that was just their minimum charge. They charge $125 an hour. It only took them an hour, but they must charge for 3 hours if they are called out. Mind you, the fire department is attached to the police station, so they didn't have to go very far.
They just drug their hoses over. And so they're giving you the max charges for resisting arrest, and it's not like no cop got his tooth knocked out.
Nope. Both officers testified that I only delayed my sentence. One said 2 seconds, and one said a mere couple seconds, maybe.
So you delayed
what? So punishment fits the crime
arrest.
Here, right?
My resisting arrest was me going limp to delay my arrest. Well, I asked them, how long did I delay my arrest? One guy said a few couple mere seconds, and the other guy said 2 seconds maybe. So for 2 seconds of resisting arrest, I got a year. The second resisting arrest is that I refused to stand, and they had to carry me. And so I made cops work harder.
This is a protest against cops beating the crap out of two different people. I mean, this is the ridiculous part about this. This is what you're supposed to have to deal with as a law enforcement officer when you knock the teeth out of people's mouths that haven't done anything to you.
Exactly. And instead of these officers saying, all these four officers did wrong and we should go have a talk with them, they tried to make example out
of
me.
Or ignoring it, saying, we made a mistake, or maybe we should just ignore these guys for a little while when they leave. Right. I mean, how long were you there? You weren't even there an hour.
Maybe an hour.
You go clean up the chalk and they'll go away. I mean, all this problem is exacerbated and compiled by them.
Why didn't the cops come outside and say, hey, I understand what you guys are doing. It's, hey, man, between you and I'm not real happy with what our officers did either. But do you guys mind throwing some water on this when you leave so that, I don't have to be a jerk about it? But there was no any sort of like personal interaction, sort of, you know, civil communication. It was just like, as soon as they decided to start arresting people, it was like, hey, you don't go anywhere. Give me ID. You know, okay, you're under arrest. That's a lawful order. And
but
I'm like,
that stuff's what's in the training manual.
Sure.
You know, treating people like crap, that's all by the book, right?
Well, even, but let's forget all that, because I know that the police have no logic. I know the justice system has no logic. But I have had, you know, in my Massachusetts wiretapping trial, a jury say, hey, this is messed up, what's happening to you. So that's really what I wanted. I took the dry run in
right,
district court to see if I could persuade a judge, and mostly just to see what the state's hand is. Now I know it, so I'm really ready to go to this trial, and I'm very open and public about how I'm going to present my trial, and I feel that maybe they got fearful of that and maybe played these little shenanigans on purpose
right.
to land me in jail.
Then they send the information on your trial to an address that doesn't exist.
Does not exist, that I can prove.
You can prove that the address that they sent, that it's their mistake.
It's
they
theirs.
Say, nuh-uh, we don't it doesn't matter if we made mistakes. Here's case law that says we're allowed to make all the mistakes we want, and you need to call every single day. Because you did ask when your trial
right.
was. You asked them, they didn't have a date yet. They said they'd contact you with via
right.
telephone, which they didn't do, and via letter, which they failed to do by sending it to an address. Then when they make these mistakes, they knock you back down to the district court level, where you have already been sentenced to the max, because you intended to ask, because they always do send
right.
sentence you to the max when you intend to take this up to the trial. So you've been just screwed.
Which is railroaded here, yeah. And I mean, the cherry on top is that this same city, the same courts, the same cops are also pressing another case on me with this 3 years of, excuse me, three charges of felony wiretapping, so it's another 21 years, and I'll
Let's
be in jail.
Let's talk about that in a second here.
Be in jail for that.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live's live Tuesday night edition.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com. Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.